Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've got Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan behind the glass, who did rattle off a top five Tuesday that is once again upset Metro Atlanta.
Somebody
just tweeted me and said, where's the Subway cookies at, man?
I know. Where are the Subway cookies?
It's not actually a bad pull. I don't go to Subway a lot. So
I don't think they meant it as a compliment, though.
So I used to get the Hardee's cookies. That was like my dad and I's thing whenever we went through the drive-thru at Hardee's. Yeah. But I always thought like the shape of the Hardee's cookie was it had a bite out of it. I did not realize it was just my dad taking a bite out of my cookie every time he bought me one.
It's like a dad tax?
Yeah, it was a dad tax.
I've been known for a dad tax or two in my day. It's definitely to my detriment. No well, doubt about it.
We have a late edition of a wake-up call that didn't make it on the air, Mike.
Yeah, so Ben called just a minute ago and he's talking about Dylan's list, and I guess we let him go a little bit early. He was going to explain that he actually gave me an actual wake-up call one time. So I've mentioned this before. I used to live with Joe Holly, who was the center for the Falcons. We got drafted together. Joe, when he moved into his townhome, I lived with him, and he hired an interior decorator. And evidently Ben, who was just on the phone with us, came over. His wife was Joe's interior decorator.
Okay.
And he came over one morning. I remember this. I was post-op. I just had surgery on my ankle. I'd broken my ankle in training camp. I was post-op, so I'm just like completely out of it. And there's just a dude standing in my room with the tape measure. And he's like, hey, sorry, I had to measure the room. And I'm like, yeah, you can just put a dresser over there. I don't know what's going on, but that's so funny, man, because I remember that exact situation. Ben was going to say that he actually gave me a wake-up call at one point. Probably scared the tar out of me, but obviously you guys have ever had surgery. You realize that just a few days afterwards, you're probably pretty much out of it at that point. So, yeah, shout out to Ben for, I don't know, the actual wake-up call that I got at some point, probably 12 years ago.
And he still remembers it.
I know, that's what's funny. That's what's funny, man. Yeah, Joe hired an interior decorator and, you know, got his whole townhome outfitted. We were over there off of Lenox Road over in Buckhead. And, yeah, so that's crazy, man. Crazy that he remembers that. And I barely remember it, too.
Well, thank you for calling in, Ben, and thank you for listening. Now, throughout the show today, Bo and Mike have been naming their top 20 Falcons that are most important for this season. We've been going by positions and getting back into it. You both have 4 picks left, if my math is correct on this. So let's move to safety. Who do you have there?
Well, I think it goes without saying that Jesse Bates was 4 on my list. I literally had him at number 4.
Yeah, he's up there.
And I'm going to give a wild card that Mike's probably going to be like, and I might have everyone do a double take. Like, what the hell are you thinking? DeMarco Helms.
Wow.
Because I think DeMarco Helms to me is a guy that could have been starting at some point last season if he doesn't have the injury.
Yeah.
And I think Justin Simmons came in after DeMarco had gotten hurt, if I'm not mistaken. I'm very positive about that. To me, that's a guy that's been here. This is it for him. Year 3 is the biggest year of his career. Coming off injury, he had a year of kind of being on an NFL team. He came on late, I thought, the first season. So DeMarco Helms could be a huge player on this team. Now, should I have him on this list? I don't know. I thought long and hard about this, but I think that second safety position has to get figured out. It's a very important position, and to me, he's the front runner. If for that position.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything you're saying. I actually put Xavier Watts on here just for that exact reason. Now, you could have put Jordan Fuller, could have put DeMarco Helms like you did. I think Xavier Watts is going to be given every opportunity. I think Raheem Morris has said we're going to be very, I don't remember what the word he used, like very calculated in making sure that our rookies get some playing time this year. I think he kind of fits into that with everything we've been talking about. I think there's a lot of upside there. I hope that DeMarco Helms is back to health soon and, obviously playing at a high level, which he is back to health, and hopefully he can, take that job. But somebody of the three of them has to run away with it. I'm with you. One of those guys, whoever it is one of the 20 most important players for the Falcons this year to be able to make a run.
So just one there?
I've got Jesse Bates, too. I think that goes without saying. Jesse Bates and Xavier Watts, I've got both those guys back there on the back end.
All right, let's move on. You got two more. Linebacker.
Yeah, I'll go first here. Caden Ellis is one of the top few names I put on. You mentioned Jesse Bates. I think Caden Ellis is that guy as well. I just think that he does so many things that unlock the potential of so many players around him. And for the same reason, I actually put Divine Diablo on here. Divine Diablo is one of those guys that I think if the Falcons are going to be the best version of themselves, if Divine Diablo is not that guy, I think you're relying on Troy Anderson, which there's an argument to be had that he needs to be on this list because him getting up to his potential alleviates a lot of things. But Divine Diablo is a guy for me that they signed for a reason. They believe in his athletic ability. They believe in him to fly around. You play a number of different dual threat quarterbacks this year, guys that can extend the play. He's got closing speed. I've got Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo to round out my top 20.
So Diablo was rumored to be wearing the green sticker. Which you know what that means, and if those of you don't, it means he has radio communication,
yeah.
which Caden Ellis, I believe, wears. Yeah, that's a big deal. Caden Ellis is always going to make the list.
Yeah.
But Divine Diablo was eliminated on this list by me for Troy Anderson.
Yeah.
Because the best version of the Falcons defense we saw last year was against New Orleans the first time they played them. They turned the ball over. They scored defensive points. They were flying around the football because Troy Anderson had his best game of his NFL career that game.
Yeah.
Healthy Troy Anderson, this defense is different. Therefore, that's why I have Troy Anderson as my last player on my 20 most important Falcons players. As usual, Baron Burton's W Sauce. You can go to WSauce.com. Use promo code SQUID. That's SQUID for 15% off your order. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl and Lager, I got to get with Chaz. We need some beer for Echo Park Speedway.
Got to happen, Chaz. So, you were the man last time. Got to happen.
We need more Owl and Lager. All right. So, hanging out with a buddy. We're out in public. And, somebody goes to the bathroom or whatever and then comes back and is like, hey, I think I saw somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you to check me on it.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay. And I said, why?
Well.
He's with somebody. And it ain't, it ain't what. When we haven't talked to this guy in a while.
Oh, no.
We ain't talked to this guy in a while. So for all intents and purposes,
It ain't the person you expected to see him.
Yeah, that person might not be in their life anymore.
Oh, no.
And I said, okay.
Oh, no.
So I walk to the bathroom and see what he saw and come back, and I'm like, yeah, man.
Oh,
definitely
no.
Him.
Oh, no.
I can confirm.
And he's like, well, I felt they were very on top of each other. And so I saw a little bit. I said, well, I see some stuff. I go, I don't know, though. Like, I never know. So I get on Facebook and start investigating. And again, I haven't talked to this person in a couple years. Apparently, what I did was I checked both people
because
it was a couple.
Of course.
And so everything, he is now not friend, no longer on the Facebook.
Oh, he unfriended you.
Yeah.
He unfriended you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I don't even mess
with
him. I told you, I only go there for a few things.
What did you do?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. And so no status as far as relationship that I could tell. Maybe
okay.
It's some images of that person has been posted recently, but without a significant other, but with Kit. So just those two. So I go to the other person's page, and still my friend.
Mm-hmm.
It still says they are in a relationship, but the date is odd. But no pictures of the other one, mm-hmm. just Kit.
Oh, man.
And so we kind of went through some of the things, and I was like, man, I don't know what to think. But it was just like, Facebook Detective can work. But I was like, but why are you going to unfriend somebody?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's the part that bothered
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's the one that
not
stuck with you.
Potential cheating.
You're like, what did I do?
Well, I think it bothers me because I can't. Well, I don't. I tend to think it's not. I think that something has happened.
Yeah, they're separated.
That's why I think that is there. But
did you cause them to separate? Is that what you're saying?
No. Why the hell would I be the reason?
I don't know. Why did he unfriend you?
No. Were you more so friends with was the female?
Well, I checked. I asked Amy, and you unfriended Amy too. So
oh, okay.
Well, and okay, so
that
maybe
makes me feel better. I'm like, dude, you did something.
Yeah, maybe he decided he was going to part ways through the divorce or whatever is happening.
Had
the
to
separation.
Cut ties.
Yeah.
You needed a clean start.
Well, I mean, I ain't been around. I mean, I don't what I got to do with any of that.
I just wonder how long y'all haven't been friends. You said you haven't talked to him in a couple of years. That could have been at any point in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's about
wow.
right.
Wow.
Don't you unfriend your ex's friends though on Facebook? Like, so you just don't.
But I'm not. But
I don't think.
But
yeah.
Hold on a second. We didn't. We weren't friends with one or the other. We were friends with both of them for the same amount of time.
Have you been in a picture in the last 2 years with one of them? Because was it one of the things where you got tagged and he was like, just done. I'm done with everybody.
Yeah, I would say.
There you go.
Okay, there it is.
There you go.
There it is. You did nothing wrong. It's just him trying to move on.
I have no problem with that.
But I mean, move on where I can still figure out what's going on. If I need to spy. That's the thing for me is where it makes my investigative work
harder. I can't creep if you unfriended me. Don't make yourself private.
That's it. Like, hey, man, when I need to know something about you, I need to be able to get to your Facebook page and figure it out. I don't need to now have to go to another page and then, like, go through pictures and try to piece things together. That just makes life ridiculously hard.
I feel you on that. Privacy, it's overrated. Well, coming up, we are going to talk to Brandon Godden, play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves. He's going to join us to talk about the Braves and this entire season. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.